Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is October 22nd, Saturday. Jesus tells us that we must bear good fruit for God's kingdom. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And then he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it, that it may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. So we continue our march through Romans. If you've been reading along, in Romans 7, Paul has this amazing image of the flesh battling against the spirit. The earthly flesh of our humanity, created in the image of God, is broken, as Paul sees it, and tends toward sin. Our spirit that we receive at baptism and new life in Christ Jesus tends toward God. And I would suggest that I've experienced that battle in my own life. Right? Do I eat chocolate cake or do I pray the rosary? Chocolate cake, the rosary. Chocolate cake, the rosary. Oh, chocolate cake with ice cream. Right? We tend toward simple pleasures because they're tangible, they're physical. We can bite into them, if you will. The spiritual pleasures that the saints write about, well, are kind of ephemeral. I've never been caught up in a fiery chariot to the glory of God. And yet, Paul suggests that that is where true life is. And anything less is, well, no life at all. And that's what Jesus is getting to. They thought at the time of Jesus that sickness, disease, accidents befell those who were out of favor with God. And if you were healthy and you avoid accidents, you were in favor with God. Boy, if we look at the lives of the saints who are dying of, you know, tuberculosis at a young age, and our saints, they're clearly in favor with God, but are suffering tremendously. And yet they turn their suffering, their physicality, and they use it as a vehicle of worship and adoration for God. Right? They've turned their own brokenness and physical weakness over to God, and it makes them saints. Jesus is pointing out that we have to choose God in all things, or we'll get cut down. It's a pretty harsh words. He tells them, I mean, what happened is there's a story that even Josephus records of Herod, killing Jews and mingling their blood with the blood of their Passover sacrifices, which would have just been an awful desecration. And that's what we hear here in Luke's gospel. And then, you know, big accidents. They're building a tower, clearly don't have the right foundation stones, right? It's not built on Jesus. It falls over and crushes them. And so these amazing accidents that took lives were seen as the hand of God smiting the people. And Jesus says, no, no, it's not like that. But if you don't repent and believe in me and return to my Father, you'll end up no better than they did, right? Desecrated and crushed because the tower you're building on a false foundation will not hold. And so we have that, the real harshness of God. And then we have this next parable, right? Every gospel passage balances this justice of God with his mercy. And so in the parable of the fig tree, Jesus is the gardener, and God the Father is the demanding landowner. He's come out 3 years in a row, and it's produced nothing, right? Chop it down, plant a new one, we got a bad tree. And Jesus is saying, hold on, hold on, give him a chance. Let me bury some fish heads around the roots. You know, let me give it some extra water. Let me talk to it every day or something. Because you can see the fig tree going, please, please bear fruit. I don't want to get cut down. But that should be all of us, right? We don't want to get cut down. And our life is so short. It might end very possibly this afternoon. Are we ready? What kind of fruit have we borne? Has it been physical fruit, right, in sin and death? Or has it been the spiritual fruit that brings us eternal life? Every moment, every decision we can choose for God. Let us learn to turn more and more of ourselves over to God in the example of Jesus, his Son, and of our Blessed Mother.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.